Good morning. I want to welcome you again to the celebration of the second Sunday in Easter, also the Divine Mercy Sunday. When we celebrate the resurrection, something came to my mind. A story which is told of this gentleman who owns a barber shop. As was with one of his regular customers, he looks out and sees a kid passing by. And he tells him, "Can I tell you something?" He says, "Yes." So you see that kid outside, he's the dumbest kid in the world. I say, "How do you know?" He say, "Well, I'm going to prove to you." He calls the kid, "Kid, come in." He comes in, he pulls out two knots. One is a $5 knot, another one is a $10 knot. Say, "Pick one." The kid goes and takes the five. He walks away. He says, "Okay." As soon as he walks away, he tells him, "I told you he's the dumbest kid. He can never get it." So as he finished cutting his hair, as the guy walks out, he sees the kid coming out from the ice cream shop, eating his ice cream. So he wanted to know, why does he always pick the $5, not the 10? And the kid came and said, "You know, the day I take the 10, the game is over." That kid wasn't dumb as this guy thought. In fact, he was a smart one. Now, very many people may think we believe in resurrection, we're dumb. But we know what we're doing. And they'll be surprised that all along we knew what we're believing in. It was the resurrection. This weekend reminds us and invites us to recognize God's mercy that unleashes through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What God has done for us. Yesterday, I had a baptism in this church where the family were gathered to baptize baby Audrey. But what came to my mind was not just the baptism, is bringing this baby Audrey into this community of faith. In a community whereby forgiveness of sins is paramount. And that's how this community is formed, on forgiveness of sins. Now, in the old community of the Jewish people, the laws were an eye for an eye. That was justice. But what makes a difference is the prayer that Jesus prays on the cross. And he says, "Forgive them, they do know what they're doing." In that, he cancels the spirit of revenge, of finding justice in your own way. It's not about an eye for an eye. It's forgiveness of sins. And forgiveness of sins comes with peace from God. That's what we see in the first reading today. The community of believers were gathered with one heart and one spirit and one mind. The believers were with one heart. It doesn't say old or young. They are all the same mind. It's unfortunate that today we can't say, as the church, we are one heart and one spirit, because we're losing touch with the Holy Spirit. Anytime we start doing our own business and adventures, not God's, that's the consequence, is division and fighting. And that brings us to the gospel. This community of disciples are still locked inside the upper room. They're in fear. A week later, remember, Jesus has been out more than a week now. But for them, they're still enclosed in fear. But the first thing he does to them is to give them peace. He says, "Peace be with you." Now that peace is of three dynamics. The first is peace with God. If you do not have peace with God, if you're not right with God, you can never have peace within yourself. And you can never have peace with others. That's why today the CDC published an article and said that today the suicides are up by 25%. 25% across all states. The suicide rate are high, 25%. Why? Because we don't have the peace within ourselves. There's no hope if there's no peace. But Jesus is reminding us that in his community, The first thing gives us is peace with God, then peace within ourselves, and then peace with one another. So today, as we celebrate this Divine Mercy Sunday, ask yourself, what is holding you back to receive God's peace, God's forgiveness? It has been paid off on the cross. Jesus is inviting us. If it's a sin, says, bring it to me. What's holding you back? In this community, God is inviting us to embrace our belonging in this community of faith. He knows who we are. He has been baptized in his life. He gives us the life of the Spirit. So as we begin our day today, ask yourself, are you right with God? Are you at peace with God? If God faces you and looks you into the eye, can you say you're at peace with God? Are you right with God? Are you right within yourself? Are you at peace within yourself? Do you have the inner peace? And are you at peace with your family members at home and in the church and those who live around? All is found in Christ. Let us ask God today, and let's be mindful that he's always inviting us on this Divine Mercy Sunday. It says, without my mercy, everything is gone. The Lord be with you.